From Music City, this is live from Nashville on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, "Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please." She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me is my beautiful wife, Miss Mary Kay. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning. So that was the perfect song to start our show tonight, today.
I think so. We're going to be a little bit of cowboy, a little bit of country, a little combination of all that today. So it's going to be a fun show. And kind of a hot Saturday here in Nashville, Tennessee. So I don't know where you are, but I hope it's a little bit cooler than 100 degrees where you are.
Woo!
But we got a hot show. We got a hot show today. And who do you have joining us?
We have a Western Music Hall of Famer, Rex Allen Jr. And we also have a brand new girl supergroup, I guess woman supergroup, Gone with the West, are going to be with us in our second half of the show today.
Well, it is going to be a whole lot of fun talking with Rex. He's one of the nicest guys, and we're going to have a big time visiting with him and sharing some brand new music that he's making, and then talking with Gone with the West, of which you are a part, Miss Mary Kay.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a...
So
yeah,
nice.
You are.
Yes.
You are. So we're going to have a great time talking with all these girls on Gone with the West. That's all coming up on Live from Nashville. But right now, let's listen to a great song from Mr. Rex Allen Jr. It is the state song of Arizona. It's one that he wrote back in 1981 called I Love You, Arizona. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Rex Allen today on Live from Nashville. Songwriter, radio host, movie personality, television personality, Mr. Rex Allen, the all-around good guy. Welcome, Rex.
Thank you, Gary. How are you, man?
Doing great. So good to have you with us today. And we're going to be talking about the new CD, visiting a little bit about your life. But I will tell you, I don't care for the title of the CD. For the last time, that just
now that's funny. But well, what it is that you know, I've been, as you guys know, I mean, I've been recording here in Nashville since the '70s, early '70s, '72.
Yeah.
By the time you know you, I had a bunch of albums on Warner Brothers. I think eight. I can't remember what, and had an album before Warner Brothers, and then I've had. I started doing my own projects called with my own label and that sort of stuff back in the early 2000s. And I started something called Garage Band or Garage Songs albums. And the reason why is I didn't want to stop singing. It's kind of like we talked about before we went on the air, you know, singing and recording is a hobby. in the old days, we couldn't do that. We had to go to studios and so on and so forth. Now,
right?
Heck, everybody, I don't know where a studio is. In
everybody's got a studio. Yeah,
so
that's right.
They built condominiums in all the studios. But so I've got a studio at the house, and I do my things here, and it's and I've done I think 20 of the Garage Songs albums, and this technically is. I've done Rex Allen Jr.'s done enough.
listen, I'm gonna
let you in on a hint.
All right.
And I'll go ahead and break something to you. There's another guy that I like a lot, and his name is Chico, C-H-I-C-O. So you
okay.
might see some albums by Chico coming out.
I got you.
But there are
kind of
more
you.
Rex Allen Jr. ones.
I got
okay.
you. So we had
Rex Allen Jr.'s whipped that horse long enough. We need to find a new animal. And so I found a guy named Chico, and he's still cutting, so that's good.
Okay. All right. We had Gary Nicholson on the show a few weeks ago, and he has an alter ego as well. And,
I do too.
Things, so, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Chico it was my nickname when I was a kid growing up. That's what my family called me. Still do.
How'd you get that nickname?
Yeah. It came when my mother was pregnant with me. She would ask my father, how big do you think he is now? And my dad was bilingual. He spoke Spanish fluently.
Okay.
And he would say he's just a little Chico, which means a little one.
Okay.
So consequently, that's what I was called all through my – even my sister and my brother, that's what they call me now. They
wow.
still do.
Wow.
They call me Chico or Cheek. Yeah.
Rex, where were you born?
I'm trying not to let anybody know that, but you pulled it out of me. I'm angry now.
We'll be watching for Chico. We'll never mention you. Where were you born? Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Chicago.
Okay.
In 1947, when Mom and Dad were on the National Barn Dance, WLS, in Chicago. And
okay.
My mom was actually on the barn dance longer than my father. And
wow.
My mother was making $500 a week at WLS in 1946. I wish I was making
Goodness.
$500 a week now, let alone then.
And, me too.
But when
we spend $500
and my dad
plus
were
week,
married,
yeah.
they said there's only room for one entertainer in the family. So I was born in Chicago in 47, but my parents left there in 49. Dad left in 49 to go to Hollywood to do films. And my brother Kurt, which is the next one down, he was actually born in California, Los Angeles.
Wow. What was it like growing up as the son of Rex Allen Sr.?
You know, I've been asked that question about 1,000 times.
I'm sure 1,000 times, yeah.
And I'll give you pretty much the same answer. I didn't think I had a life that was any different than anybody else.
Mm.
As an example, Dad had a wheelbarrow and he was out of town, and I took a bag of cement. I was about 7 years old, put some water in it, mixed it in the wheelbarrow, and it let it set up. And when Dad got home, he gave me a whipping for it. You know, I got a spanking for it. So he spanked me because it wasn't his wheelbarrow. It belonged to Slim Pickens.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
To me, it was a normal childhood. Now, but when I tell people about it, they say, my goodness me, you saw so many different things and met so many people in your youth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How did it not make you jaded? Well, to me, here's what Dad always told me. Dad always told me, he says, what I do is a job. It is something I do for a living. And it might please people and make people happy or sad or whatever, but it is still a job, and you have to think of it as a job. The other thing is, Gary, that Dad never worked in Los Angeles area other than, you know, doing films or Disney narrations, but he never did any performances there. So consequently, by the time I started school, you know, his films were over, and they were black and white, and of course television went to color.
Right.
They never ran them on television in not where I was raised, in Los Angeles. And so the kids I grew up with, they had no idea what that did. They had no idea.
Wow.
Now, if I went to Colorado Springs, they all knew, but not in L.A.
Yeah.
So that
one of the
could be kind of normal, you know. But
right,
is it normal?
Right, right.
Let me ask you a question. Is it normal to go over and spend a week at Roy Rogers and Dale Evans' house with Dusty and then, you know, come home? Or is it unusual to meet Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable? Yeah, I guess. But to me, they were just people.
Pretty cool.
Know? Right, 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 right.
Well
we've talked to Cheryl Rogers, and she'll say the same thing. Cheryl Rogers will tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just normal to us. And the only thing at Dusty, I talk to Dusty every once in a while. And Dusty's retired now, too. And you know, Dusty and I always talked about, you know, he said he was 14 years old before he wore a pair of underpants that didn't say Roy Rogers on them. you know, our Saturdays were spent, you know, we dressed up and like little cowboys, and, you know, we had magazine people shoot pictures of us. So the studio was there shooting publicity photos and stuff like that.
Right.
So
right.
That was kind of normal for us, too.
Yeah. Well, I guess you don't know
out there, too, by the way. They, you know, every once in a while, somebody will send me one they want me to sign or something.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. You know, it's kind of interesting. You're talking about the black and white movies that your dad was in. And I'll have to admit right now, I love watching old Westerns. And right now, I think I have five channels or six channels that are just Westerns. Mary Kay doesn't like to watch them with me.
I'm not as big of a fan as you are.
Well, the other day I was watching a black and white, and there was Hank Snow. Hank Williams. He was on there. And then Ernest Tubb. Ernest Tubb was on one of the Westerns, and he had several
back
roles.
Back in the 50s. Yeah, that was... the 50s. You know, a lot of people don't realize Roy Acuff did like six or eight.
Saw Roy Acuff the other day, and I almost fell out of my chair. I thought, what is Roy Acuff doing in there? Bill Willis, you know, it's kind of cool to see some of these guys on the movies.
The interesting thing is that I did a show on the Nashville Network called Yesteryear. It was a spinoff of the Statler Brothers. Mm-hmm. And my favorite Yesteryear is 1937. Because there was so much great music in 1937. Thanks for the Memories was released that year. The first time Tumblin' Tumbleweeds was released was in 1937. But the interesting thing is that's also when San Antonio Rose came out in 1937. However, what made Bob Wills a hit was that he went and did San Antonio Rose in a Western film that starred Tex Ritter. It was in Tex Ritter's film.
Wow.
And that's
wow.
where he got his notoriety, was through that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's fun watching those old movies and seeing these guys, and they always had some kind of a swing band or something in so many of them.
There was
still
always
a ton of fun.
The format, Gary, just so you'll know, for those old films, was there was either a fight or music every 6 minutes. That's the way they were.
That's about right.
Just like real life.
Just like real life. Oh, gosh. Hey, I want to get to some music from I hate to say this, for the last time. I'm going to just say the new CD. The new CD, Together Again. So how did you go about selecting the songs for the new CD?
Well, Together Again, everybody knows that's a Buck Owens tune. And to me, Buck Owens in country music doesn't get the credit, the creative credit that he deserves. Buck was instrumental in what Buck's main thing about doing was is he put rock and roll drums from that era and also rock and roll guitar, that tinny Telecaster sound. And that was his signature sound, but he kind of married a little bit of rock and roll into his music. And his songs, like Together Again, are so simple, but yet are so much to the point. You know, they you don't mess around with it. You don't have to look deep into it. You know, they are there for all to see. And, you know, I think that the biggest problem I think we have is that there is so much music out there. And, you know, you guys are on international radio and so on and so forth. So there, you know that there's so many songs to choose from. I think sometimes artists get lost in the shuffle. In other words, you don't hear Buck Owens anymore. And that's, to me, that's a shame. So that's why I cut Together Again, because it's always been a song that touched me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a listen to Together Again. We're going to come back and talk more with Rex Allen Jr. today on Live from Nashville.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
That song represents to me what the art form of country music is. And for your international listeners, they're different than people who listen in the U.S. Your international listeners are more, they gravitate more towards what I call the pure art form of what country music is. And that song represents that. You know, Silver Wings would be another one. You know, that sort of those kind of songs, the our foreign listeners, that's the kind of music that they relate to, because it is the art form of country music. And it's kind of like somebody asked me the other day, I did an interview and they said, well, Rex, what do you think of country music? And I said, well, today's country music. And I said, well, you know, you got to remember, I come from a different generation and we had our own formula in the 70s and 80s. I said, and then they have a new formula now. I don't care for the new formula. but it's not that it's bad. It's just that I don't care for it. It doesn't represent to me what country music is supposed to be about. You know, that's all. Tom Petty said it better than anybody else. He was doing an interview here in Nashville before he passed away, and he was the interviewer with the newspaper said, "Mr. Petty, have you been to Nashville before?" And he says, "Oh, of course." He says, "I've come in here to record, and I've come in here to write songs with people and so on and so forth. But this is the first time I'm going to perform here." And the interviewer said to him, he said, "Well, Mr. Petty, what do you think of country music?" And he said, and here's his quote, "What okay. happened to country music? What happened to it?" He said, "You know, when you used to be able to swing through the radio dial and you'd come to a symphony station and you knew it was a symphony station when you listened to it, or it was a pop
right.
station playing Frank Sinatra, or it was a bluegrass station playing bluegrass." He says, "Now you turn to a country music station and it sounds like poor quality 80s rock and roll." He mm-hmm. said, "Where are the new Tammy Wynettes and where are the new George Joneses? Where are those people?" And he's right. I don't hear it out there. I hear it more in today's country music. I hear the females doing, to me, the female singers are doing more creative stuff than males.
Well, that's right. And I think it's the independent artists now that are the ones that go back to what country music was.
Gary, we're all independent. Gary, we're all independent. There's no such thing as a major red label anymore.
Well, that's about right. That is about right.
Well, this is real technical for your listeners, and I apologize, but you know that's kind of the way I am, because I'm a historian when it comes to this stuff. But record companies have become what motion picture companies are. You take Universal Motion Pictures. Universal hasn't financed a movie in 20 years.
Really?
They haven't financed one in 20 years. They've become a distribution arm for independent productions. The money comes from someplace else and is put together, and they do the film. And Universal releases it, or Warner Brothers releases it. And that's now what's happened with the music industry. Everybody is on an independent label, and it's distributed by somebody. It may be distributed by MCA. It may be distributed by Warner Brothers or one of the others, you know. But pretty much they've... All projects now are done independently, and then they are leased to major record companies.
That is very interesting. That is very interesting.
That and $3 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
gosh. Well, I am going to get to another song from... I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't like to say it for the last time from the album, for the last time.
You said it fast.
But, I had to say it real fast. But this is an old Beatle tune, "In My Life." How'd you pick this song out?
All right. This is a cool story. When I first started singing, it was during the folk music era. Now, I was performing Western music on the road with my dad in the summers, but during the winter months when I was going to school, we had a folk band called the Townsmen, and we were doing folk music. And then one Sunday, this group came on, the Beatles came on the Ed Sullivan Show and literally killed folk music overnight. I mean, it was dead. And when they finished their last note, there wasn't any more folk music. And our folk group had three other dates booked the next week. And I called to advance all the dates, and they said, "Well, we don't want you now, Rex. We don't want folk music. We want rock and roll." And I said, "Well, we are a rock and roll band," because I had an electric guitar and a microphone and an amp that I borrowed from my dad. Another guy had a set of drums, and one guy had a bass. And what we did was, I said, "We're a rock and roll band." I changed the name to Saturday's Children, and we went out and did the same dates and did the same darn songs. And they didn't know any difference as long as it had drums and bass and guitar. They didn't care. Well.
Wow.
My dad hated the Beatles. He hated them. Dad called them those long-haired hippie freaks.
And oh, gosh.
So I let him get away with that for about 18 months to maybe 2 years. And then I said one day, one afternoon, I was at the ranch, Dad's, and I said, "Hey, Dad, you got a couple of minutes? I'd like to play you some songs." And he said, sure. And so I sat down and I had put together a medley of Please Please Me and In My Life and Help. And I slowed them down and did them as ballads, not up-tempo things.
Gotcha.
And he was very patient, and he sat there and listened to all three of them together. And he was very quiet, and he looked at me, and he said, those are three of the best songs I've ever heard in my life.
Oh.
And he said to me, did you write those songs? I said, no, sir. I said, those were written by those long-haired hippie freaks if you don't like them. And at that point in time, Dad changed his attitude about all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I think the other thing about why I chose the three Beatles songs, and In My Life especially, is because here's what I try to tell people. When I came to Nashville in 1972, and I wasn't the only one. Larry Gatlin came about the same time. Gary Morris came at the same time. You know, there were a bunch of us that all flooded Nashville at that point in time. Well, yeah, I was raised with the Sons of the Pioneers. Yes, I knew who Hank Williams was. But the people that were most influential in giving all of us the ability to say we could write our own songs was Lennon and McCartney. They taught us that, yeah, we can write our own tunes. We don't need to go to New York to get professional songwriters and that sort of stuff. We can write. And so consequently, we did. I wrote songs like Arizona, and I wrote Don't Say Goodbye, and I wrote Can't Hear Those Pioneers, and, you know, on and on and on. And so did Gatlin, and so did Gary Morris, and all of us. And so when we came to Nashville, I said earlier about the format in country music, we changed the format for the first time. Before us, it was, you know, it was the format of Roy Acuff and those type of people. And then all of a sudden in the 70s came, and I'm not the only one that did it. George Jones did it, and Tammy Wynette did it. They were cutting things. They were putting strings on stuff that nobody thought about doing. Tom T. Hall was putting horns on his record. So we had the wonderful thing about that time in country music was that we had complete and total freedom and to be creative in any way. And now what's happened is they've taken all that away. And that's why I cut the Beatles songs, because I have the freedom to cut those songs. They're great songs. They're songs that'll live a lot longer than you and I will. And especially in my life, it says so much about the way that I feel about the people who have supported me and followed me and loved my singing as much as I love them for loving it. And that's why I cut In My Life.
Well, this is a great song. You've done a beautiful job with it. Let's take a listen to In My Life. We're going to come back and talk more with Rex in just a moment on Live from Nashville. Memories will lose their meaning when
think of love as something new, though I know I'll never ever lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them, but in my life I loved you more. I know I'll often stop and think about them, but in my life I've loved you more.
Beautifully touching. Just beautiful work, Rex.
Well, thank you very much, Marquet. I appreciate it. To me, the song, for all of us, and you've been an entertainer and a singer for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if it weren't for the people who loved your music, you wouldn't have anything. And the reason I recorded the song is because it's a thank you, and I want them to know that I love them as much as they loved me.
Well, you have done a great job with that. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it again. The album is called, or the CD is called For the Last Time. I said that real quick, For the Last Time. But we'll watch for Chico, okay? We'll be watching for
all
Chico.
All right, all right. Yeah, and well, all right. But you may not like him. He may be a bad guy. We don't know yet. I doubt it.
I have a feeling we'll like him.
He's going to be an outlaw. Chico's going to be an outlaw.
It's okay. All right. You can handle it.
That'll work. So Rex, how can people get the album? This is the release date for it. This is July 1st.
Yeah, today's the release date for it, and it's out there kind of already. It's all over iTunes, and you can go to www.countryrewindrecords.com and get it. You can order a hard copy there. It will be distributed to some places. You know, people don't buy many hard copies of CDs anymore.
No, they don't.
The only thing I would ask is that when people are thinking about downloading this, if they liked In My Life, download the whole album. Go ahead and spend the extra $8 because you're going to get there's more to life than one song. And if you want to hear what my life is, you need to listen to the whole song, the whole album.
I agree, yeah.
It's going to be great. It's For the Last Time. And, excuse me, I can't believe that you have never played the Bluebird before in
never.
All these years.
No.
I can't
wow.
believe that. Yeah, but
yeah,
you're going to be
August
at the Bluebird
2nd.
August the 2nd. And Ranger Doug Green's going to be there. Our good buddy Junie Fisher's coming in. Bobby Marquez is going to be there. And I was very honored to be asked to come and host that. So I'm looking forward.
Oh, golly. Are you going to be there, too?
Yeah, I said, would you come host that thing? And I said, well, I'll stumble through something, but I'll be there. But
I don't know if they do that down there, but somebody needs to record that. Because it's going to be a magical night. I'm doing all Western songs that I've written. And you guys know this, but the last four songs in Western music to make the Billboard charts were all mine.
Wow.
Nobody's talking sense.
Wow.
That's true. Ride Cowboy Ride. Now, you know, Mary Kay, Ride Cowboy Ride, so on and so forth. Those are all songs that made the Billboard charts, and they were the last ones to do that. And that's back in the 80s. There hasn't been a Western song that made it since.
Wow. Well, it's going to be a fun night.
At least that's what the IWMA thinks.
we
won't go there. We're not going to argue about that.
Gosh. Well, it's going to be a memorable evening, so we're going to invite people to watch. You're going to have to hurry if you're going to get a ticket for this thing. I don't know when they're going to be released, but you better keep an eye out for that. So,
well, the last
Rex,
time the IWMA, the last time we, the IWMA, the Tennessee chapter did a show down at the Bluebird, it sold out. It'll be sold out.
Yeah,
and
it was
I know
very
I've tried
quickly,
to get
yeah.
tickets. I've already tried to get tickets for my son and his wife and another couple, and I was told that I could have four and that was it, but they got to buy the drinks. So,
yeah.
Gosh. Well, we look forward to it, and we're going to close out this segment with a great, great song. This is you, your dad, and Roy Rogers. It's called Last
it's the
of
only
the Silver
time,
String Cowboys.
The only time that Dad and Roy were ever in the studio at the same time together.
Amazing. Amazing.
Time.
Well, this is a great song.
Pleasure.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you. I think that's a Wednesday night, August the 2nd, down at the Bluebirds. We look forward to seeing you down there.
We'll see you there, guys. It's great to talk
All
to
right.
you.
Great to talk to you. We'll do this again. Maybe we'll get Chico on next time or something. Okay?
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks, Rex. Last to the Silver Cream Cowboys.
The last of the Silver Screen Cowboys. Last of a fast dying breed. Cattle a grazing, six guns a blazing. God knows this is what America still needs. The last of the Silver Screen Cowboys. Standing tall for what he believes. Don't push him around, there's more than one villain's found, that he don't back down from a fight. Roy and Trigger, we love you, and Hoppy, we saved up our dimes for the Saturday.
Silver Screen Cowboys. We settled the score with our fists. Oh, we love little babies, treated women like ladies. But it was only our horse that we kissed.
Then the time slipped away. Before we knew it. And you little wranglers put up your play guns and your toys. But memories don't die. And we're still riding high.
We're the last of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
You're listening to Live from Nashville, heard around the world on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking with a new supergroup. You're going to want to stay tuned. But right now, let's take a listen to one called Buffalo Gals.
Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? As I was walking down the street, pretty little gal I chanced to meet, oh, she was there to see. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? I danced with a gal with a hole in the socket and a heel of a rockin' and a toe of a nothing. I danced with a gal with a hole in the socket and we danced by the light of the moon.
I hope y'all have your hats screwed down tight, because this next part of Live from Nashville is going to be a bit of a wild ride. We're going to be introducing a brand new super group located here in Nashville, Tennessee. And these are my good friends. We all came together. We come from the world of Western music. And what a cool way to debut our brand new group after a Western music legend like Rex Allen Jr. But I want to welcome to Live from Nashville, we've got Myrna Lewis, who is our fiddle player. You just heard. Hello, Myrna. Are you there?
Hi.
We've also got Tisha McKenna, who is our beautiful redheaded singer-songwriter. She has been got her roots in music, in bluegrass music, and she comes to us with that incredibly strong, talented rhythm guitar. Tisha McKenna, can you say howdy?
Howdy, howdy. How's everyone doing today?
We're great. This is going to be fun because there's four of us on one interview. But and then coming in, our blonde bombshell, Mickey Furman, got her start on Louisiana Hayride back in the day. She's been singing, I don't know, since you since, I don't know, how old were you when you started singing, Mickey?
Let's see. I'm still laughing about the blonde bombshell part.
You are. You have to be
I guess
group.
I started singing in front of people about 10 years old. I joined my first band when I was 13. I think I was 15 when I started on the Hayride.
Oh,
it was in the
goodness.
1900s, back in the 1900s.
Back in the 1900s, did you have to ride
yes.
a horse?
Hey, ladies. Hey, ladies, let me just say hi before
Hello.
I turn it back over to Mary Kay.
Hey, Gary.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you for having us today.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good to have you all with us. So, Mary Kay, take it away.
Well, you know, thank you, Gary. You know, we... This is such a fun supergroup that we've put together, and I think all of us are so excited because we definitely feel God's hand on what we're doing. And, you know, that first song that was played, Buffalo Gals, that is just four women making all that beautiful, beautiful, joyful noise. And that's what I think is so magical about the four of us together. We all have solo careers. But we come together and we bring this big harmony We've got great instrumentation, and we all have roots and background and a real heart for Western music. So I think what we're going to do is we'll start with Myrna. And Myrna, if you can kind of tell us what you're excited about for this new group, and then we'll go into our first song. So what is most exciting to you about our new group, Gone with the West?
Well, hello. Thank you for having all of us on here. Gosh, there's so many things that I'm excited about, but I think the most exciting thing is just being a part of a group of extremely talented friends and sisters, people that I can trust and love being around all the time. And we laugh and we cry and, you know, we make mm-hmm. great music together. So I'm just excited to be a part of something that I feel like we just have, you know, this amazing future in music together. So I'm just excited to be a part of that.
I do too. I really feel like our sound is filling a niche in the music business that there's just no one in that slot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's so unique.
The background. Yeah, you grew up in Colorado. You grew up in a
mm-hmm.
family band, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yeah, you are very familiar with the Western culture, lifestyle, cowboy culture. And then you made your way to Nashville. And mm-hmm. and how long have you been in working in Nashville, Myrna?
20 years officially this year.
Oh, wow. And you're still like an infant.
You're the baby of the group.
It's our baby.
We're all like your big sisters. Oh, wow. Well, should we head into our first song? Gary's our DJ today. Gary, what's our first song here?
Well, I do want to say this, because you have mentioned Supergroup a couple of times, so I'm going to just let our audience around the world understand that each of these ladies that are part of Gone with the West are all multi-award-winning performers individually. And so when we say supergroup, we're really talking supergroup, super talented people. And we're just tickled to death to have all four of you, I'm including my wife, since she's co-hosting and playing a dual role today, but we're just tickled to death to have all four of you with us. What we're going to do is we're going to feature some of your music individually and then come back and we'll do another group song. But right now we want to get to a terrific song from Miss Tisha McKenna, and it's called Quarantine Me in Texas. You're listening to Live from Nashville, heard around the world. We'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Gone with the West.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great song, Tisha.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know, okay, this is a question for all of us here, and you can just, anyone can pitch in and answer. But y'all agree, Tisha has an amazing talent for writing an amazing swing tune. Can we all have an amen on that?
Amen.
Oh, yes, amen. She sings so cute.
I know. So, Tisha, why don't you tell our worldwide audience, you know, when did the idea of this super group, when did you kind of see the seeds of this group start?
You know,
whose idea was this anyway?
I think when the Lord brings people together, he already brings them with the same idea. And I think just having the opportunity to get together and see what that sounds like collectively. And we had that opportunity, Mary Kay, when we played your Christmas show this past December. And it was in that place that, I mean, and I knew I already enjoyed working with all of y'all because you all are amazing. And I admire all of you as musicians, as women, as friends and sisters. And, you know, like Myrna was saying, it's just so much fun to be part of this sisterhood, this group. And musically, personally, emotionally, spiritually, I feel like we have this super bond. So it was really after that Christmas show that in my heart, it just kind of, okay, Lord, this is something that could be pretty powerful. And so when we started talking about that possibility, I just lit up like a firecracker. I'm like, okay, yeah. We need to do this. Coming from a background where I literally, my first professional group was a group of girls, and we just had an amazing time playing music. And fast forward this many years later, I'm not going to say how many, but many years later, and to find myself in a situation like this, I just feel, you know, God's all up in it. And I'm excited. I'm excited about the writing that's going to happen with our group. I'm excited about the unique sound that it's already, you can already tell it's developing. That I just think it's going to be something super unique. And, you know, when we say super group, it's, you know, we can sit here and say, oh, yeah, we're all that in a bag of chips, but it's really the supernatural way that this thing has come together that I'm excited about. And I'm just grateful that the Lord had us all in the right place at the right time, under the right circumstances. And I'm looking forward to hitting the trails.
Yeah, and we will be doing that soon. Well, let's play another tune. Gary Holt, are you there? Are you there ready with our next song? Can you tell us what the next song is?
This is Bear Creek Hop Buffalo Gals. It's Myrna Lewis on the fiddle. And I'm going to tell you, if you have not visited YouTube and checked out Myrna Lewis, check out her Charlie Daniels performance that she did. That just kind of has blown me away. But you're going to love this girl. It's the Bear Creek Hop Buffalo Gals. We'll be back on Live from Nashville. ask this question real quickly. And Myrna is known as the Barefoot Fiddler. So, Myrna, how the heck did you come up with that name? How did that happen?
Well, when I was in college in Texas, I was playing with a band in a little club in Amarillo, and I had on these god-awful heels or boots or something, and my feet were just miserable. So I kicked them off, and this little guy in the crowd in a wheelchair found a piece of cardboard and a marker, and he wrote on it, "You have pretty toes," and brought it up to the stage. And I was like, okay, well, I'm a lot more comfortable. Maybe this will be my thing. And it just kind of caught on. I'm more comfortable without shoes in most places, and that's usually how you find me playing, is without shoes on.
That's a great story. Great story. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Well, I was going to mention that Myrna Lewis is our Barefoot Fiddler. And, you know, when we were talking about putting the group together, Myrna is very busy. She's very busy working here in Nashville. She gigs quite a bit, and she is an amazing studio player. So she's going from studio to studio. And when I mentioned the supergroup, I got a text from her, and it's like, "Am I in the supergroup?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, you're in the supergroup." Yes, please.
Yeah, I kind of invited myself in. Like, I want to be a part of that. That sounds amazing.
And we were like, "Oh, you're just like the cherry on top, I'll tell you."
Oh,
so happy.
I'm excited.
You know, we've got a lot of really big backgrounds between all of us. And, you know, I'm always fascinated by especially Mickey's background in Louisiana and, you know, kind of her history. And she moved to Nashville. I mean, whenever we want to hear about Nashville, Mickey Furman knows everybody. I love going to an event with you, Mickey, here in town, because you know who you'll point out somebody and say, "Oh, that's so-and-so, second wife." And which
the
is not
stories,
like Utah.
Man.
In Utah, this that means something else. But in Nashville, you know, everybody knows everybody, and it's all connected like a big puzzle piece. And sitting next to you, it's fun because you can see the puzzle pieces better.
Well, I learned very early, never ask a musician about his wife by name, because the name could have changed since the last time you saw him.
I started to say just the second wife. I started to ask just the second one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel a new swing song coming on, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Mickey Furman, you is also an accomplished writer, a Western author writer. And one of the things that I love most about you, Mickey, is that you have an amazing mind for words. And so the four of us will be having a conversation, and you'll just throw in the funniest thing about the words that we've been saying. You'll just put a play on them. And I think you're the one that came up with our band name of Gone with the
West.
Well,
I was going to say, we have not yet mentioned the name, and I think that was possibly one of the most fun parts of all of this, was coming up with the name. And boy, you should have heard some of the ones that we threw out. And it's been cool. You know, I think, yes, we all have these journeys that have led us to be together. But where the real mojo came in was a couple of years ago when we started meeting each other, and it almost felt like an inevitable path. Then we start sitting around, and as you said earlier, we cried about things together, we laughed about things, and started getting into conversations about what we wanted to do from here on out. Mary Kay, you brought up just some wonderful thoughts about, okay, we're not 25 years old. We're women. We've raised children. We've had heartbreaks. We've had, you know, maybe not on your first marriage or whatever. What do we want to say? And it was a message of strength an acceptance of ourselves. And that, I think, started binding us together when we came up with the things that meant something to us. And I believe that's one of the things that will stand out, is that we're maybe reaching an audience that the 25-year-old girl groups are not. It's like, okay, it's not too late to get out there and go on the road and leave your family behind for 10 days and, you know, make sure somebody feeds the dog. And so,
are you talking about me?
Are
we referring to me on that?
I know. Just
while we're
some,
on tour.
You know, some pot pies. Like, pot pies, we'll be fine. But anyway, we did talk about several names, and I have a Southern connection, and the rest of you are kind of scattered, but we were working out of Nashville, so it was kind of cool, the thought of including a Southern and a Western thing. I think it's all clear we love Western music. That's another thing that is a hallmark of what we're doing. We are all standing here going, yeah, of course we're going to be Western singers. And I love that we're being a part of the wave that's refreshing how people look at Western music. But, okay, who wants to blab the title? How about you, Gary?
Well, I think
you
I've mentioned this a couple of times. Yeah, I think I've mentioned this a couple of times.
Gone
but this
with
is
the west.
Gone with the West.
Gone.
Yeah, so
with
how did that play from Gone with the Wind? How did that play from Gone with the Wind?
Well, you know, that's when you say gone with the, you, of course, are expecting to hear
that's
the wind.
Right.
And
And
it's very feminine and Southern and very, it's about history and all. But in a sense, we are all gone with the West. We have found the wind that, you know, we found the wave that we all want to ride. And when I look back at my life, even though it led me through some interesting places, I started out in country music, Christian music. I had a Christian music career, that is still very dear to me. Then I got into Western fiction and writing for magazines, and the rest of you have done other things. But we all landed kind of where our love was. And I look back at my family's history. My dad was from the Dakotas, my grandfather from Oklahoma. And, yeah, of course I was going to end up here. It just made all the sense in the world.
Absolutely. I love the name of our group, Gone with the West. And the thing that is so appealing about the music we're working on is because all of us are songwriters, we have real substance to the songs that we're learning together. And we have a lot of fun. I mean, there's some really fun tunes that we've got ready to share, and there's also some really some songs that will really make you think. And we, drum roll please, can we get a drum roll from our band members here?
We're on a keyboard player.
We have a tour that we put together, and it's called the Maiden Tour. So Gone with the West as a band, we are heading out on the road in just a few weeks. We've got our premiere concert that we'll be doing here in Nashville. And if you are local to Nashville, we would love for you to come and support us. But this is no small task. I want all of you listeners to know that it's been us all working very, very hard to get this tour lined up. We're going to be starting off. And you know what, Myrna, let's have you tell our audience our tour schedule, what date we're leaving and where we're going to be. You've got the youngest mind of all of us, so I'm going to put this on you.
Well, if my dates are wrong, it's on our website, gonewiththewestmusic.com. But we're starting off July 19th or 20th. It could change. Oklahoma. Then we're going to Amarillo. Then we're going to Santa Fe. Then we're going to Alamosa, Colorado. And then Salida, Colorado. And then after that is probably Kansas, Nebraska. We're working on that still. And then ending our tour in St. Louis, Missouri.
And we will be doing one of our concerts on a ranch on the National Day of the Cowboy. That's going to be an amazing experience. We're all so excited. I mean, this is going to be our first road trip together. And we are just, we're excited to be able to announce our website, which Myrna just gave you. It's gonewiththewestmusic.com. Mm-hmm. And we would love for you to come and sign up for the email, and we can get you some music and you can stay in touch with us. And everybody who signs up for the email and follows us, we're just going to call you our goners. I'm a goner.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That was
wow.
Also
a Gone with the West goner, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a goner. And so we're excited to get on the road and make this happen.
Well, I want to play some more Gone with the West music, but this is an individual song right now that we're going to get to by Mickey Furman, and it is from her award-winning album, Westbound. It's called What a Moon. We're going to come back and visit more with Gone with the West in just a moment on Live from Nashville.
Chickens have all gone to bed. I'm fluffed and buffed and ready for some fun. Park the truck at Sully's Ranch. Looks like they're about to start the dance. Across the crowd I see my sweet someone. What a moon, what a Texas sky full of stars. What a cowboy that I've got here in my arms. What a way.
What a Moon from Mickey Furman's award-winning, Wrangler award-winning album, Westbound. And gosh, that was such a proud moment when you won the Wrangler Award. What was it like to find out that you had won the Wrangler Award with that?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm so glad, first of all, that you were there with me, because I probably would have, I don't know, not gotten through it. But I was shopping in a little antique store, and I, you know, kind of forgotten about it. You know, they open up the contest and you're excited. Oh, the Wrangler, you know, submissions are open, but then you kind of forget about it. And I'm poking around some old stuff and having a good time, and the phone rang, and I saw the ID, the caller ID. It was National Cowboy Museum. Like, what do they want with me? And you know, they told me that I had won the Wrangler. I wanted to just dance, and I was afraid I was going to knock over things, but I was, you know, doing the happy dance right there in the little antique
mall. I know. Well, for the worldwide audience, you should know that the Western Heritage Awards, held at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, is like the Oscars of Western culture. And it's a red carpet event. They pick one album a year and one song a year. And and so it's a very, very big deal. And so
it
I
was.
Think the thing that, so, yeah, it's a big deal. And as you can hear from that song,
I had a single that won a spur from Western Writers of America the year before, but I just kind of figured that was it. You know, I thought, well, that was really cool. The spur award's cool and all that. But, yeah, this was a complete surprise. I just didn't think I would ever be up there. I figured it would be somebody who'd been at it a lot, at Western music a lot longer than me. It was wonderful. It was a Cinderella night. It really was.
Well, and you know, that's why our group is a super group. Instead of just a band, we all are individual artists as well. And so we are there to cheer each other on for our individual projects as well. And we're excited because Tisha has got an upcoming project, and I think you have one in the works, Nikki, and maybe, I'm not sure. But, you know, Myrna is stretching her songwriting wings, and so it's really awesome to be there for each other for these solo milestones as well. Just so our audience knows, I think I mentioned it in the segment before, but our tour, our road tour that starts in just a few weeks here, we've named this tour The Maiden Tour. Isn't that cute? And I think Nikki came up with that as well. Was it Nikki?
I don't know. We don't know. Our collective
I can't remember which one of our creative minds came up with it.
Myrna. I'm thinking it might have been Myrna.
I don't remember. Yeah, Myrna just said it, you know, just saying that it was our maiden tour, that it was our first tour. And I thought, well, that's what we should call it. Yeah.
Well, Gary Holt has the best name for a tour, the Tumbleweed Tour. And we thought, well, we're going to use that next year. But this with being the first one, we would do this. And so I just had a quick question, and then we'll move on to our next song. But I wanted to ask Tisha. Tisha is our musical director. We've kind of separated out the duties in our group. And she's just wonderful at gathering the music up and charting. What are some of your thoughts as you put this music together, Tisha? I mean, we have a really diverse set list. What are some thoughts that you have? What do you think the audience will be getting when they come to one of our concerts?
What I love about all of the songs that are part of that we've brought to the group, I truly feel like we're going to be taking our audience on a journey. Most of the songs that we're bringing to the table are going to be songs that we've written, that are stories that we've put into song about our lives, maybe somebody that we knew, situations, life situational places, things. So I think the audience is really going to be on a journey. They're going to get to know us as people. They're going to get to know our hearts as, you know, women that have lived, that have been through ups and downs, heartbreak, children, lots of children. and I believe that these stories that, you know, are going to be told in song form are going to hit. For as diverse as our songs are, we're probably going to have a very diverse audience, and so there's going to be some relational things happening, I believe, that like you said earlier, there are going to be some songs that are going to make people think. There are going to be some songs that shows the humor that you have to have when you're faced with hard situations in your life, and laughing and crying and going along on this journey called life. And I truly feel the authenticity of every song that we're doing, even those that we're bringing in that may not necessarily be our own songs, that they're very carefully picked. And I think they're going to be entertaining, but for the most part, it's just going to give everybody a window to who we are as women and people. And I truly believe that the Lord is going to bless it because it's genuine. It comes from all of our hearts. So yeah. I really feel that this has been ordained and going to be wonderful.
Beautifully said. Mr. Holt, can you play another tune for us?
Well, I'm going to play a song from Mary Kay Holt called Friend. But I just wanted to mention right now that Mary Kay is a multiple award winner. She's won from the Academy of Western Artists, multiple awards from the International Western Music Association, a two-time Wrangler Award winner. And Mary Kay, mm-hmm. you're going to be traveling to Holiday, Utah, aren't you, on July the 15th, is it, for a concert there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'll be working with some players in Utah, Rich Dixon on lead guitar, and my good friend Valerie Dunn on percussion, on drums. And so this is double duty for me, getting ready for that and getting ready for our maiden tour. So it's a busy musical time for me, and I'll have to be honest, working with all of you women is really pushing me musically. I think I've told all of you this. Being in Nashville has been, and especially working with the three of you, has been an incredible musical experience, education for me. It's hard for me to describe, but when we get together, there is a language that is the language of music, and we all speak it. Y'all are just a little more fluent, I feel.
All right, Mary Kay, so we're going to listen to your song
together,
now,
I'm
dear.
Mary Kay. Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, I've got to slow you down just a little bit. This is Mary Kay Holt's Fringe. We're going to come back and let her talk some more and visit more with Gone with the West when we return on Live from Nashville.
And rising up your bow, turn the soundboard on righty and turn the light way down low. See the hard times, and folks are coming head and so let it go, let it go. So that's all built in 1910. These pine wood planks have seen a whole lot of dancing since then. Been through two world wars, years of drought and the Great Depression. So put your best boots on and we'll play your song. We've been through hard times before, we can do it again. Come on down and shake some fringe, move a little closer, take it on back, shimmy a sister, show those cowboys where it's at. Texas twirl,
shake some
to that pretty little girl,
shake some
hold on honey, we'll dance till the sun comes up again. That bass is thumping, this joint is jumping, folks from town and the county all around, every walk of life in every station. We've got bills to pay, but baby not today, this is our Saturday night salvation. So put your best boots on and we'll play a song, cause when your life comes unhinged, you can come on down and shake some fringe.
Shake some fringe.
Move a little closer.
Shake some fringe.
Take it on back.
Shake some fringe.
bunkhouse. Sure can swing, so can the mayor, the mechanic, and the homecoming queen. I did late hour, there are no off louds. Forget the news, forget the blues, forget everything. You can beg, steal, borrow, cut your head and mouth. This is your life before you're found in this old dance hall, in this western town.
Shake them free.
Move a little closer.
Shake them free.
Take it on back.
Shake them free.
Shimmy it to the shoulder. Cowboys, where it's at.
Shake them free.
Give the Texas twirl.
Shake them free.
To that pretty little girl.
Shake them free.
Hold on, honey, we'll dance till the sun comes up.
Shake them free.
Move a little closer.
Shake them free.
Take it on back.
Shake them free.
Shimmy it to the shoulder. Cowboys, where it's at.
Shake them free.
Give the Texas twirl.
Shake them free.
To that pretty little girl.
Shake them free.
Hold on, honey, we'll dance till the sun comes up.
I love that.
I love that song.
I do too. I'm kind of intimidated thinking about playing that last lick. I'm like, oh.
Oh yeah, you got to get that last lick in to resolve
gotta.
It. Thank you so much to all of you for being on Live from Nashville today. I'm wondering, just to give a shout out and to reiterate how to find us and find our music, keeping up with our tour schedule and our individual websites. Myrna, can you tell everybody how they can find information about Gone with the West and sign up for our email list to become a goner? I'm a goner.
Yes, absolutely. It's gonewiththewestmusic.com. And on our website, you can go to one of the pages that says contact, and there's an email list there where you can sign up. And once you sign up, you'll get a little welcome email, and you'll get a link to download a free song from one of our songs. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Gone with the West Music.
Thank you. Thanks to each one of you for being on here. Also, we want to welcome any of our Nashville friends to join us for our upcoming concert that we've got coming up on June the 9th. July 9th.
Yep.
Check
July
our Facebook
9th,
page.
And yes, we will be having at least one of our concerts on Facebook, so our audience can join in. And we are working very hard as a band to be able to afford to go on the road with four of us. And so this is a big undertaking, and we're excited to see all this come together. And we definitely will need your support. So we are really excited to see you guys on social media and at live concerts. And a special thanks to our husbands, including Gary Holt, for supporting us as we put this all together. What are your thoughts on that, Gary?
I'll be taking care of Sam. I know what I'll be doing.
Yes, you will.
So I'll be taking care of Sam.
And well, Michael will be taking care of honey.
There you go. Great picture. I saw a great picture of honey the other day, too, by the way. So great artist that did that for you.
James will be taken care of, and Phil will be taken care of. You know, we are appreciative of our partners.
We're all dog tenders out here. Well, you girls are great. Look forward to hearing more from you, and look forward to following you on your tour. And we look forward to getting new music from Gone with the West in the future, and having you girls back with us. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Gary.
We're going to close out this segment with Blue Prairie by Gone with the West, and we'll be back in just a moment with more live from Nashville. Thank you, girls.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Them being on the show today and sharing information with us. And Mary Kay, was it fun talking with Rex Allen Jr. today?
Yes, definitely. That was so interesting.
Well, he's a neat guy, and I hate to say the name of that album, so I'll say it again real fast for the last time. But you can pick up the album today, and it's on all streaming media, so you can pick that up there and take a listen to the entire album. We appreciate him joining us, and we look forward to seeing him on August the 2nd at the Bluebird Cafe. And I appreciate them asking me to come and host that for them as well. So it's going to be a great show. And Gone with the West, Tisha McKenna,
woo-hoo,
Myrna Lewis, Mickey Furman, Mary Kay Holt, you girls are awesome. So it was fun listening to you. It was fun listening to you interview those girls. So I kind of said I'm going to just turn the show over to you for that half.
I bet you wish you had. You had to rein me in a little.
Just a little bit.
Rein me in just a little. Yeah.
But I'm not unused to that. I'm not unused to that. So that's all right.
Oh.
But it was great. It was great. It was great. Well, we're going to invite everybody to join us on Thursdays for the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America beginning at noon Central Standard Time. And then again on Saturday at noon Central Standard Time. You can listen to all of the shows anytime at our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and by going to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio, and you can find all of our shows. I think, Mary Kay, that we have 800-plus shows now that people can go back and listen to. And every now
Holy
and then I enjoy
cow.
Going back
that's
and
a
listening.
Lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of shows, a lot of years that I've been doing this, so it's a lot of fun. But anyway, we want to thank all of our listeners today around the world, wherever you are. We invite you again to visit rexallen.com for his music. Visit gonewiththewestmusic.com is the website to find out more about these girls. And we're going to close the show today with a great song from Mr. Merle Haggard. It's Mama Tried. Thanks for joining us.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.